Hi, my name's Sean Shaler. The guy up there is Chris Ford, a.k.a. The Objective Geek. This is my friend Ian Hartford. I play Magic the Gathering like 3 times a year with like 3 people. This is one of them. His name's Ian, and he likes Magic too. So we're going to open some Magic packs today. Chris, I've been staring at these for a week. It's been killing me. They're just sitting out there, just waiting to be opened for a week. And I'm so excited to open them. Chris has some. We have some. And yeah, but before we get started, Chris, do you want to ask Ian the usual slate of interrogatory questions? Interrogative?
I have the one, and the others I always forget.
I think the other for Harry element Potter specific. They may not
I might be okay, better on the Harry Potter ones.
Yeah. Well, you can answer that too. That's fine.
Sure. What element would you bend?
Earth. I've always been an earth-bending fan. Always seems though the one that makes more sense, too.
It's so practical.
It is.
Yard work?
I don't disagree with that.
Chris?
I mean, what do you mean yard work done? They don't control grass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can find grass somewhere else that their neighbors cut nicely.
And then move it.
And just bring it over here.
Move the lawns around.
Happy wife, neighbor doesn't believe in earthbending because he's a non-magical son of a bee and just to quote Community. So he doesn't know what happened. Chris is the most
non-miraculous son of
Right, wait. Yeah, that's what he says. You non-miraculous. That's what he says in Community. Pardon me.
Yeah, you non-miraculous.
Chris is the most earthbender person you'll ever meet. And so I made him take the white. I was like, here, Chris, this is your deck. Take it. Go. Go fetch.
Which I was fine with, because it's probably, in our talking about our different Yu-Gi-Oh strategies and how it might translate into Magic, I might be more of the white, I guess. Because like in Yu-Gi-Oh, my strategies were often just like waiting for the right time and like stalling and stuff like that. Those were the decks that I liked the most.
Life gain and...
Yeah.
Soldier type.
So his
shield.
His Yu-Gi-Oh deck was called Ultimate Athlete UA. And it was so frustrating.
I had two.
Because that one, the other one, Chris, I would view as more watery, I think. Maybe not. Well, They both blend. But it was so frustrating because the weak one, you could bounce out for the strong one. The strong one could attack. And then the weak one that had high defense and you could bounce it back in, or it had like an ability to protect it based on the other one's attack. And so it made me think of like, that's kind of white-ish, sort of not defensive, but annoying to actually get rid of the monsters.
Well, like flickering, I think is
flickering.
The
Or just term. Flying in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flickering or flicking, I forget, it's a weird term in Magic. And then the other one would be more watery just because it was built to be... annoying is too negative. It was built to be...
No,
well, blue is very annoying.
Chris, there's the
I know the crap.
It is a stereotype, and maybe not a stereotype's not the right, but blue is annoying. Like that's the thing that blue is. Like all of the blue strategies are the ones like screw that. That's blue. That's nuts. Yeah. But it's always like
control
like,
and countering,
milling other people's decks to zero. That's a blue thing. So it's all of those like those wacky things that you don't want to face. Yeah. And so that feels to me like the gravity behind the level 3 and below deck. Yeah. So those vibed to me. Whereas I played zombies and I swarmed, which is like instantly that's like black and green. Like black is usually kind of tokeny generator type sometimes.
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes. And then green's usually creature and land heavy. Artish scheming over here. But Ian, what house are you from in Harry Potter? What?
Well, I like to say that I'm Ravenclaw, but I have taken it multiple times and it has come up Slytherin a handful, but more or less Ravenclaw.
What race are you in Lord of the Rings? Never throw that one out.
Is that a thing? I have no. Absolutely no thoughts of Lord of the Rings. I haven't watched those movies in like 12 years. and they were kind of boring to me that long ago. I do want to rewatch them. I will say that. Like, it was probably longer than 12 years ago now I think about it. My taste in movies have changed, like, you know, gradually and growing and stuff. And so I probably would enjoy them a little more. But when I watched them 15, whatever years ago, I was like, wow, this is, like, in my early 20s.
We were different people.
Different people at those ages.
But no, the cinematography in those movies, which I did not appreciate then. Back then, I just liked them because I liked the
property. Honestly, the term cinema, I give Christopher Nolan so much credit because I think Christopher Nolan made cinematography into a thing for, like, regular people in the Batman movies. Like, oh my God, look at the cinematography.
I would credit Peter Jackson for that. Just personally, like, I didn't think about it at all until... There's the scene in Lord of the Rings where they're sailing through the statues of the kings, the gate of the kings. And that's the first time that the idea of, like, there's something about the scale and scope of those shots. That's the first time I ever cared about cinematography in any sense. I would give Peter Jackson not all the credit, but some credit. I would give for bringing that just like a mainstream thing. But I'm not a movie guy. I don't trust my own opinion.
Yeah. I mean, J.J. Abrams was the one who kind of took me into that. But
which movie, if you don't mind?
The Star Trek, the 2009 remake.
Those are really attractive.
That movie is so good. Yeah. It is, I think, the best movie to come out in the last 15, 20 years with Star in it.
Yeah, so, totally agree on that.
Chris, at our trivia panel at Comic-Con this year, we were like passing the time where we're like people getting settled.
There's like 200 people.
And Chris is just up the mic. He's like, so, Star Wars or Star Trek? So everybody, there's like a fuss, right? There's like a level fuss. And then he's like, for me, Star Trek. Room exploded.
That's how you start a riot.
That's freaking nuts. I was like, holy crap. I just said a random thing.
No, that's not random. Random to us. To those people, they've been waiting all day for one other nerd to be Trek.
No, because it's because we were doing a drawing and a girl who's coming up to win the prize was wearing Star Trek, and I was like, oh, Star Trek, like, hey, people, which is better, Star Wars?
And it was, the reaction was incredible. Fantastic.
I should go back and watch it.
I think we uploaded it as a backup. I don't know if we used it, but we ought to snip just that question out, Chris, like just that part.
because
he just puts the phone at the front of the room. We just talk into it, so I would love to see that snippet. But
I'll have to find it.
That was fantastic.
Well, I grew up watching Star Wars. So if I had to say, I would say that I'm more of a Star Wars fan than a Star Trek fan. But I do love Star Trek on its own.
Why they didn't shoot Ian, Your Honor.
Yeah. I didn't. I watched all of them, you know, recently in the last 5 years. I watched all the Star Trek stuff. Except for Deep Space Nine, which I am trying to start right now. But all the Star Wars stuff, I consume that like crazy throughout my childhood.
I am anti sci-fi, and that's how I start fights. If there's not swords and magic, I don't want it.
Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, that kind of stuff, that was where I was at.
We are rewatching the Harry Potter movies right now, and I have to preface this by saying I love Harry Potter. Everything, it's nostalgic, huge part. Like, I grew up in the time, right? That was already. Those movies aren't good. They're not good movies. I love them. I'll never stop watching them. They're Halloween to Christmas. That's Harry Potter movie time.
It is
that frame. They're
Harry
not
Potter
good.
Is a
I
Christmas
love
movie.
They are. They're all Christmas movies except for the ones that don't show Christmas.
Oh yeah.
It's still a Christmas movie.
It's still Christmas because Christmas occurs. We rewatch them all the time, and I love watching with Heather. And just every scene, there's like a why would they do this? Why would they do? And there's no answer, and it's great. But I love Harry Potter. It's my favorite. Obviously, I say obviously, the camera is pointed a different direction to make more sense.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. I can't wait anymore, guys. We got to open these packs. I've been dying. All right. Chris, the way I figured it work is Ian will open one, I'll open one, and then you'll open one, and we'll just go thusly in order. I figure we'll read names, probably not a whole lot of text or anything necessarily, just because there's a lot of it, but read names, not text. And that's all the instruction I have. Does that sound right? Great.
Julio.
I'm going to flip my camera. Chris, tell me if you can see the wooden table.
I see it. I see the wood.
Ian, grab a pack.
Okay.
Let's get cracking.
We're going to go down a couple.
Do you want the scale? I have a food scale.
Yeah, we probably should.
We should.
Okay.
That's going to be inconvenient.
That's going to be annoying. We're going to keep knocking that out.
Chris, you're going to have to mime everything that you're saying so that I can hear it.
Okay. Let's see if we can even get this open.
Because we're like sharing the headphones like Gio and I used to have to. I should just, I don't know why, I just don't get a pair of USB headphones to have a second pair. I'm just not that smart.
All right. I think it's three to the front.
Okay, yeah. Let me pop us to the big screen here.
Okay. All right. We got Boomy Bash, Messenger Hawk, Turtle Ducks, Food Token. Oh, that's a pretty cool swamp. Invasion Submersible. It's an artifact vehicle.
Is it rare? Or mythic?
No, it's common.
Oh.
Elemental Teachings, which is a rare. White Lotus Hideout. Fancy Footwork. Fatal Fissure. That's a nice one. Fire Nation Attacks.
Like the alt arts.
Yeah. Nice. The full.
The full card art.
Full card art. Otter Penguin.
Yeah, I always like that.
Oh my goodness. Beetle Merchant. Giant Koi. And Razor Rings. Wonder what. Maybe doing three to the front is not the correct way.
Yeah, maybe that's a Pokemon thing.
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
I think it's a Pokemon.
Chris, the colors are like a black-white that's common. There's a bluish that's uncommon. There's a gold that's rare. And then there's like an orange, a red-orange that's mythic.
It's mythic,
rare.
Yeah.
That little signal on the right side. So this is his rare, Elemental Teachings.
And it looks like it's a fetch land.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. And there should be at least one rare or one mythic rare in every pack and one holo. I'm just going to throw these packs like a heathen. All right. I'm just going to go from the top since I don't actually remember how magic works. So, Food Token. Island. Land. Great. Flopsy. Oh, he's cute. Last Agni Kai. I got to look. Is that? Oh, that's the rare. Or a rare. Toph the Blind Bandit. Appa Loyal Sky Bison. Cruel Administrator. Ember Island Protection. Foggy Swamp Hunters. Sold Out. Lost Days. Rabaroo Troop. Oh, that's, I couldn't think what a Rabaroo was. Earthbending Lesson, Rough Rhino Cavalry, and Abandoned Attachments. So I think that the last Agni Kai was a rare. Was my rare, and then Flopsy was my holo. Alright, Chris, go ahead.
Alright, let's see how I want to. No, I don't want to do that, because then the camera's going to be upside down. I'll just face it towards. So you said the third one.
I think my third one was was my foil or my rare. Let me check one more time. My third one was my foil. My fourth one was my rare or mythic rare.
So it's four.
Top four. If you want to pull those to the back.
So if I go 1, 2, 3, 4, I put these.
No, but you're pulling from the bottom and putting on the top. You'll want to pull from the top and put on the bottom. So the other end, pull from the top. Yeah, okay, so take those from four. We are professional pack openers. I don't know.
Okay, I think I might have done that. I think I might have done that right.
Beautiful.
Okay. Oh. All
right, can you read them, though?
I can't.
Chris is going to have to go to the chiropractor after Easter. How'd you hurt your neck? Oh, you wouldn't believe if I told you.
1 second. All right, let me... Nope, I don't like any of this. I'll just do it. You read for me.
Oh, I mean... I should flip to your... Okay, the boulder, ready to rumble. Great.
Is the camera backwards?
No, it's we had to look this up earlier because we also didn't know. It's right for us. It's backwards for you. Boulder, ready to rumble. Yeah. Fatal Fissure. Fire Nation.
Oh my God,
why is it hard to read? Oh, it's like auto focusing. Fire Nation Agni Kai, is that what that says? Attacks. Fire Nation attacks.
Everything changed. Let's see. Oh, that's funny. It does say.
Yeah, they all have cute little flavor text. Some of the flavor text is kind of funny too. Yeah.
Yeah, it does say everything changed. That's funny.
It's just a win. ...
All right, crashing wave.
Yeah, you do exactly what you're doing right now. That was fine. That was absolutely fine. You can
airbending
hold it to yourself
lesson. Pirate peddlers.
Terrible episode.
Waterbending lesson. Razor rings. Yuyan archers.
Great episodes.
Earth Village ruffians.
That card's going to make it into my deck, if anybody's interested.
Cycle of Renewal. Ally, that's all of
Which one was foil? Did you get a foil? Maybe there's not a required rare. Maybe it's only a required foil.
Oh, wait. Well, no, I skipped it. My bad. Nope, this is my bad.
The rare
I didn't keep
isn't
going.
Always foil, because on mine,
all right,
it's not.
Okay. There's this ally. This was the first card that I saw. Yeah, this was the first card that I saw.
And then you took the four off the top.
Thought...
Yeah, so there's still good stuff under there.
Yeah. There we go. Forest.
Oh, full art. Yeah. Forest, that's nice.
Then here's the foil.
Okay.
Bender's Water Skin.
And that looks like a common.
And then Agna Quela.
Oh, rare land. That's got to be something, right?
That's a good one.
Nice.
Okay.
Ian? I'll try to remember to flip my cameras back and forth. I'm sure I'll forget at some point, but such is life.
Struggle opening these.
I always have the best luck if I grip them like at the top here.
Yeah, okay.
If I go like that and then pull, tend to have a feel.
All right, toss that.
I'm glad nobody's watching your stream.
Yeah, really. We're just talking about it.
Sorry, I'm out this week. I've got an arthritis injury.
Okay. All right. Meteor Sword. Heartless Act. Sokka. Lateral Strategist. Combustion Man.
Combustion Man.
There's a lot of legendary creatures in here.
Sandbender Storm. That's an earthbending one. Dai-Li Introduction. Is that
Indoctrination. Dai-Li Indoctrination.
Dai-Li? Okay.
Our deck's going to feature that bad boy.
Rowdy Snowballers. Pretending Poxbearers.
Good episode.
Sabertooth Moose Lion. What the hell?
Isn't he cute?
Fire Nation Raider. Kyoshi Battle Fan. Am I saying that right, Kyoshi?
Uh-huh.
Okay. North Pole Gates, it's a dual land. Twin Blades is the foil. Toph the First Metal Bender.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the one we need. Definitely
that's the
need
one you're
that.
Shooting for, the red.
That's the commander that I need.
So, Chris, commander's the format we play where you have 100 cards, but you can only have one copy of each card. Which, the great part about that is it just makes it wildly more complex to build a deck for. And this would be a very normal commander card. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I don't even like explaining commander to people. That's weird.
Oh, Toph the Blind Bandit is in this
one. And then...
Okay.
But...
And then commander, you go first, you can attack?
Well, commander has... It's got 100 cards, and you have... One of the cards is your commander... They sit off to the side, and then you can cast them from the commander zone anytime you want. And then they come in. If they do damage to somebody, that's called commander damage. and I believe it's 10 or 11 commander damage. If you do that to somebody, they die instantly.
So all the other win conditions still exist, but it just kind of adds another another layer.
Yeah.
So to speak. All right. Allies at last. Katara, Bending Prodigy. There's a ton of legendary creatures in here. Master Piandao. Epic Downfall. Foggy Swamp Hunters again. Corrupt Court Official. Iguana Parrot. Glider Kids. Abandon Attachments. Sabertooth Moose Lion. Rough Rhino Cavalry. Token Ally. Misty Palms Oasis. North Pole Patrol is my holo. Wartime Protesters is my rare. Excellent.
Some good ones there. Right.
Wait. One. What the heck? No. Oh, wrong. Wait, what? That's weird.
Oh, I need to flip back to Chris's.
Oh, that was... Okay. One, two, three... Four. Yes, okay. I feel so dumb. All right. Sun can't Warriors.
Open, can't open That's packs excellent. Or count right on camera. There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Invasion Submersible. Ozai's Cruelty. Oh, that's good. You will learn respect, and suffering will be your teacher. I say that to my kids all the time. I'm not even lying. I do, but like, Uncle Iroh. Okay, this is a green and red. Bender's Waterskin. Rabaru Troop. Hog Monkey. Rowdy Snowballers. Racious Audience.
Ruckus.
Fire Nation Cadets. Wall Top Sentries. And then, I never turned around the ally. Okay, they're all the allies look like this?
Nope, there can be different ones. And then some of them have... They don't necessarily work together, but some other card probably calls for one and or both sides of them, if that makes sense.
Okay.
They're not in your main deck, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Forest. Invasion Reinforcements. Okay. And Fire Nation Palace. Yeah.
Is that the rare? Fire Nation Palace?
It's good. This is the rare one.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to tell on that one.
Is it the thing down here at the bottom that indicates?
No,
on the right? There's a gold Aang head.
This thing here?
Yeah, so that's the rare, and then the mythic rare is like an orange.
Oh, okay.
Switch cameras.
Oh, yeah, right. Gotta keep doing that.
Okay. Ooh.
Sick. Yeah.
Dockside Extortionist.
Good looking card.
Yeah, that's really cool card. I like that. Cat Gator. That's fun. Rock Lanch. I think I need that one. Soka's Haiku. Canyon Crawler, First Time Flyer, Compassionate Healer, Wandering Magicians.
Musicians?
Well, that's important. Musicians.
It's a valuable
musicians.
Episode.
Musicians. Episode. Is that the Secret Tunnel time?
Yeah, it is.
Foggy Swamp Vinebender, Deserter's Discipline, Messenger Hawk again, Ally... Meditation Pools, that's foil. That's a nice one. Fire Lord Azula.
A rare and a holo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Azula's Cunning Usurper.
Nice. You got
that was a good pull.
Two rares and one of them was a holo. That's nice. Fantastic. Might be, that's probably our best.
I wonder what the
pack. so far.
Yeah, I wonder what the chase cards are for these.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Earth Rumble, Airbender's Reversal, Wolf Bat. That's, do we ever actually see a Wolf Bat, like the creature in the first series?
Yes. Oh. And the Secret Tunnel.
Oh, that's right. That's kind of coincidental.
We don't see him.
Hermetic Herbalist, Talus Inspector, Rowdy Snowballers, Compassionate Healer, Hog Monkey, Cycle of Renewal, Firebending Lesson, Earth Village Ruffians, Copy, that's my token, Swamp Foil Land, nice. Yue the Moon Spirit is a holo and a rare, that's cool.
Ooh.
And Aang at the Crossroads. So another good pack there, two solid packs in a row. Fantastic. All right, switch cameras. Which I'll definitely remember every time.
All right, I got Team Avatar. Fire Nation Warship. Allies at Last. Oh, this is like a Zutara one, right?
Ew.
I'm kidding. Katara Bidding Prodigy. Zuko's Exile. Canyon Crawler. Flexible Waterbender. Zhang Zhang's Deserters. Raucous. Why do I keep feeling like I'm saying word? Ruckus?
Ruckus audience.
Ruckus, thank you. Ruckus audience.
Mostly one race.
Cunning Maneuver. Earth Rumble Wrestlers. Copy. Soldier. Okay. Airship Engine Room. Vengeful Villagers.
Oh, that looks nice. Is that a holo and a rare?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think so. Yeah. Fire Lord Azula. Oh, that's...
As I say, all three of us got the double rares and one of them being a holo that time. That go around. Sick.
Worked out.
We didn't even have to weigh in.
Okay, we're getting better at opening.
Wait, what are you guys talking about weighing?
At manufacturing.
Well, in,
is that a thing?
In Pokemon, with the packs with Pokemon, they say that the... Oh, that's a double.
It's like a 16th of an ounce heavier or something. Yeah, ludicrous.
For a holo. Okay, Ruinous Waterbending. Enter the Avatar State. Twin Blades. Benevolent River Spirit. Water Tribe Captain. Deadly Precision. First Time Flyer. Abandoned Attachments. Interesting. Turtle Duck. Firebending Lesson. Foggy Swamp Vinebender. Other ally. Land. Oh, okay. Cunning Maneuver. Is that rare? Nope. That's common. And then...
Oh, our first mythic, though.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. God,
that is a mythic. And it's a double side, too.
Sick.
Wow. Wait, a double side? What?
So some of them have effects where you flip them as like a boom.
Oh, okay.
To I don't something have nails, on the so other side. And then Chris, that's like that orangish, but it's the four and it's mythic. That's pretty sick.
Yeah. So this one,
what
this one is called a saga. So like you put it in, and then the first go around it does this, then the second. Like your second turn with it, it will do this again. And then on the third turn, it does this exile and return to the battlefield transformed under your control. And then when it's transformed, it's flipped to the.
And it usually has like a better, like it's a legendary, a good legendary creature on the flip side. Then we cast a spell, create a wing, color of the spirit token. This token can't be blocked or. Yeah, that's neat. And for 20 extra,
Sean,
that's
you, kind of fun.
For 20 extra, you can take another turn.
That's hilarious.
What's that, Chris?
Sean, Do you know of if there is a card that we that you would be surprised, a very rare card that we drew?
Some of the
Wan Chitong's library is like the quote unquote big one, and there's some other similar cards like that.
Aang or Avatar Aang is the headliner.
He's a full art foil legendary creature, mythic rare, and he's the pricey one.
He's going for $7,400.
Wild. So those are probably more likely to be in that collector booster.
All the borderless ones are going pretty high. And then, here's that.
This is the most common one for a non-collector boost. Like, this would be the most likely one that we might find in here.
Yeah. It's still listed at, $100.
Yeah, 70 to 100. So that's pretty cool. Like I said, the other ones you would be more apt to find in the collector booster that you saw.
Oh, that $30.
Yeah.
One.
So you can buy a booster box like this. They're like $600 or something outrageous, like the collector version of the booster box. It's wild. But again, it's mostly the same cards. Like, we already drew an Avatar Aang, I think, but it just isn't like the full art holo, you know what I mean? Like, but we have the functional same card. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Why is it so hard to count on camera? Okay. White Lotus Reinforcements. Wolf Bat. Zuko Exiled Prince. Sparring Dummy. It's Melon Head. Curious Farm Animals. Swamp Snare Trap. Watery Grasp. Avatar Enthusiasts.
Good. Good card. The best. Yeah.
Earth Village Ruffians, Rebellious Captives, Cunning Maneuver, Ally, Full Art Mountain, that's cool. Vindictive Warden, Great Divide Guide, Full Art, or Borderless Art, Rare. Interesting.
Very nice.
Gotta switch.
There we go. All right. I figured it's easier for me just to count to 10. On the top side and take it, but
whatever makes us look the least dumb.
All right, Destined Confrontation, Zhao, Ruthless Admiral. Oh, this is like, oh, never mind. Waterbending Scroll, Curious Farm Animals, John Jong's Deserters, Pirate Peddlers, Lost Days. Porcupine, Vindictive Warden, Sabertooth Moose Lion, Food, Swamp, and Flexible Waterbender. It's a foil, and Beifong's Bounty Hunters.
Nice.
Oh, and Energy Bending.
Oh, what's the Energy Bending one? Is that a rare?
Yeah, it looks like.
Is that goldish or bluish?
It's bluish.
Bluish. Okay, so that's the uncommon.
Hey, what's blue? Oh.
Nice. Oh, okay. That's a cool card, though. Interesting. Did I just do that backwards? No, I didn't. Okay, good. Switching cameras, which I gotta say out loud, or I'll never remember to do.
Sound like a director, like a like a producer. Camera one, ready. Camera two.
Except for just me clicking Discord cameras.
All right. Sun Warriors.
Great episode.
Serpent of the Pass.
What if I said great episode on everyone that was a great episode?
Northern Air Dimple. Great episode. Uncle Iroh. Sandbender Storm. Canyon Crawler.
Great episode. I was just watching a clip of that.
Awful episode.
Flexible Waterbender. Yeah, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that.
Jong?
It's just Jong Jong. Jong Jong Deserters.
No, you say it how you want.
Jong Jong. Platypus Bear. Ostrich Horse.
Different both times.
How to Start a Riot. Oh, this is interesting.
What? Do you just get to fill in your own card?
you can make up your own rule.
You can use this card to represent a double face card. That's interesting.
Okay.
Foil Mountain.
Nice.
Callous Inspector. Earth and Ally. I needed that one.
Nice. All right. This is so gratifying. You know, all that time, Chris, we played Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know if I ever bought a pack, right? Like, I had cards that I wanted and I might buy off eBay or in the store.
Really?
But, like, you I don't never remember buying a
booster pack for...
No, like, just garage sales and eBay.
True.
And...
I mean, yeah.
Did you ever buy
a booster? I mean, I've only bought, like, probably five.
Oh,
but... When I was... But that's when... That's before we were playing.
But when I did the... When I did the thing at whatever was next to Gamers HQ... that thing that I entered, they gave you pack, like you paid money to enter, and then they gave you packs. So I got some from that thing. Momo, Playful Pet. True Ancestry. War Balloon. Water Bending Scroll. Geyser Leaper. Dai Li Indoctrination. Octopus Form. Rabaroo Troop. Aang's Journey. Badger Mole. Fire. The deck that I borrow and use when we play is it's a mole deck. It's not a badger mole, but it is a mole deck. Firebending Lesson. Foggy Bottom Swamp. The Price of Freedom. Jasmine Dragon Tea Shop. Oh, colorless land ad. Nice.
Mm. Good one.
Sick. Camera two. Mm. Go. Action.
As I contort.
I'm going to call Chris tomorrow and make sure he's not in the hospital.
Hermetic Herbalist, Iroh's Demonstration, Airbender's Reversal, Geyser Leaper, Beetle-Headed Merchants. Sounds racist.
Watery Grass. I don't know for what, but I know it is racist. I know.
Beetle-Headed
Merchants. Beetle-Headed.
Beetle-Headed Merchants.
What ethnicity represents Beetle-Headed?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Watergrass. I feel more bad. Well, less bad because you know we've been thinking of bad terms in the Avatar universe to use.
Oh yeah, we have. Yeah, we've been intentionally thinking of racial terminology for the Avatar universe.
Kyoshi Warriors, Lightning Strike, Earth Rumble Wrestlers, Badgermole, Cop Force. Oh, it's a Lion Turtle. But, anyway, Cat Owl, it's a Malo, and Ba Sing Se.
The Cat Owl's an interesting combination of creatures. Would it eat itself if it could? I have to know.
I mean, cats really don't eat owls, though.
I know, but although, if I they guess, could, honestly, wouldn't they?
I mean, owls are probably more likely to eat cats.
Watching my neighbors feed my neighbor's cat sometime right now, and it's not a Maine Coon. It's not the giant black cat, but the thing's got to be like half a Charlie's size weight wise. Like, it's a big cat.
Have you been over to see Garf?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Switch cameras.
Oh yeah, camera one.
He's part Maine Coon and he's big. Okay, Glider Staff, Trusty Boomerang. Zhao, Ruthless Admiral, Master Paku, Geyser Leaper, Deadly Precision, Iguana Parrot, what the hell? Airbending Lesson, Earth Rumble Wrestlers, Raucous Audience, Raucous Audience.
See, now I don't know how to doubting
I don't
myself.
Know what it is.
I know it's
Fire
angry.
Fire Nation Cadets, Ballistic Boulder Island, Yip Yip, and Aang at the Crossroads, and that's double. Aang to Destin's.
I pulled one of those Destin's earlier
Savior.
As well.
That's a cool one.
When I was young, my best trading card that I owned was a particularly rare copy of an Anfernee Hardaway rookie card. When we thought, like, before he had all of his knees replaced and stuff multiple times, and everybody thought he was going to be great. And I held that card. I had that card, like, forever. And it was worth, like, $25. But to a kid, that was infinite money.
That's a lot of money.
Infinite money.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge Seeker. Tundra Tank. Team Avatar, Fire Nation Warship, Yip Yip, Pirate Peddlers, Lost Days, Earth Kingdom Soldier, Fire Nation Raider, Wall Top Sentries, Cunning Maneuver, Omashu City is My Land, Platypus Bear is My Hollow, and Obsessive Pursuit is My Rare. Obsessive Pursuit. Camera 2. This could be camera 1. I shouldn't just assume camera numbers.
Judy, one of many. Professor Z, anthropologist. Entered the Avatar state. Curious farm animals. Callous inspector. Flexible waterbender. Avatar enthusiast. Mongoose lizard. Barrels of blasting jelly. Ostrich horse. Food. Island. I don't think that's an island.
Doesn't it looks the opposite of an island. The water's going through it instead of around it.
Oh. Kyoshi Battle Fan. I like that. That's cool.
It's a nice looking card. Also, you know, I don't know how familiar we're pro Kyoshi on this show. Big Kyoshi fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Nagi of Kyoshi Island. This is, I think, it's slightly golden.
Yep, so it'll be a rare. Yep. So far, we've only drawn one mythic, which is a little sad, to be honest, but, you know, we got packs to go.
Oh, then I got Leaves from the Vine as a...
Is that Saga?
Yeah, some Leaves from the Vine.
Hold that bad boy.
My bad, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh. Ian, that's the episode that makes people cry.
Why is that?
Because it's sad, obviously.
Well, why is it sad?
How much time
does somebody die?
How much time? Well, yeah, kind of.
Because the man who lives with so much regret thinks about his biggest child regret.
Died because of his actions.
He's celebrating his birthday of his son who died in a battle that he wanted to do, so he's responsible for his son's death.
See, why aren't you crying, Ian? You can't see Ian's face. He's crying.
I'm crying.
He's crying.
I'm crying very hard. Giant koi.
It's more.
you had to be there.
So why are we Kyoshi fans? What's wrong with Kyoshi?
There's some people wrong not with her. Fans. That's why she's great. No, she's just a previous Avatar. Oh, after everybody. We're very fond of.
Honestly, she might be one of the few characters that everyone agrees is great.
Yeah, because she's awesome. Oh, nice. That's a cool card, dude. Chris, not that you're ever just like sitting around bored, not playing that, but if you ever had 20 minutes, you probably would get a kick out of a lot of the flavor text on the bottom of the cards, because it's all just going to be drawn from the show.
Oh, yeah.
It might entertain you for a few minutes. Or like teach your kids to read using, not that your kids don't know how to read, but kids today were reading flavor text on magic cards. Solstice Revelations, Southern Air Temple, Northern Air Temple, Shared Roots, Bender's Waterskin, Giant Koi, Earth Kingdom Soldier, Deadly Precision, Treetop Freedom Fighters, Rumble Arena, Rocky Rebuke, Copy, Swamp, Forecasting Fortune Teller, and Firebending Student. This is it's a different version, but they gave me like a bonus card when I bought that pack from the store.
Oh.
And the bonus card that they gave me was Firebending Student. Huh, nice. Camera Chris. Action. Trying to make it more inclusive.
Ama the Bloodbender. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Shared Roots.
I want there to be a whole bloodbending deck. That would be sick.
Oh, that would, yeah. Ozai's Cruelty. Bender's Waterskin. Merchant of Many Hats. Forecasting Fortune Teller. Compassionate Healer. Treetop Freedom Fighters. Aang's Journey. Raucous. Right. Ballistic Boulder. Airship Engine Room. Ostrich Horse.
Foil.
And Firebender Ascension. It just looks like the rare.
Oh, that looks like a mythic. That looks orangey to me. Is that orangey or gold?
Which one?
That one that you're on right there. The blue.
That's
gold. That's gold.
Yeah, but that's the rare. Did you get two rares? That's kind of cool. Two rares and a foil?
Yeah.
Nice.
I miss water bender.
He's taking packs right off the top.
Like a scrub.
Gonna pwn you in pulling.
Alrighty. Gran.
Be amazing if Gran was like a flippable card and the flip side was amazing.
Buzzard wasp colony. What is with these crazy animals?
Every animal's got a new side except for a bear. Bear's just a bear.
The bear's just a bear. Zula always wins. Forecasting fortune teller. Glider kids. Wall top sentries. Borcupine. Vindictive warden. Oh, why? Boiling rock prison.
George Takei is in those episodes.
Really?
Yeah, there's two episodes that he's in.
Iron Nation Cadets and Foggy Swamp Visions.
Not Boiling Rock.
He's not the Boiling Rock warden?
No, the Boiling Rock one looks like the singer from... oh my gosh, I can't think of him. Anyway, no, George Takei is imprisoned.
Oh, yep, nope, I see why I got those two mixed up. Ian, what colors? Imprisoned is the episode title. Remind me, what colors is the deck that you've got the recipe for?
It is red, white.
Red, white, green?
Red, white, green. Mostly green.
So really, you and Chris have some overlap white, and you and I would have some overlap green, but otherwise we've like diversified a little bit, which could be good for card exchange purposes. Swamp Snare Trap. How to Start a Riot. Platypus Bear. See, that bear's got a... Okay, there's just one bear.
There's a type of bear.
There's just one bear that he's just a bear, and that's like a joke in the show.
Oh.
Raucous Audience. Naturally, we'd draw 18 of that card because we don't know how to pronounce it. Sunblessed...
Because we don't know.
We can't say it, so why not draw 10 of them? Sunblessed Peak. Enter the Avatar State. Aang, Swift Savior. Boiling Rock Rioter. Foggy... Why is... Why do I have so many cards in my hand? Did I pick more cards up on X? Did I pick your cards up or something?
I don't think so.
I have like 20 cards in my hand. Foggy Swamp Keeper, Allies at Last, Invasion, Reinforcements, Yip Yip, Forecasting Fortune Teller, Water Tribe Captain. What did I do?
Count those. Maybe you got
I do think I got an Echelon in mine too.
You know what it is? It's because this like blank one here. I don't think this counts. I don't believe that counts. And then there might even be like... If you told me there was like an extra land in it and that didn't count or something, I would believe you. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'd believe you. All right. Camera Chris.
Boomerang Basics. Solstice Revelations. Haru, Hidden Talent. He's a hide some more. Curious Farm Animals. Azula Always Lies. Cat Owl. Rabaru Troop. How to Start a Riot. Rumble Arena, Rebellious Captives, nothing. Yeah, I think you're right, Sean. When this one is on there, it's an extra card.
I don't know why it felt like 10 extra cards, but it sure did.
Meditation Pools, Lightning Strike, White Lotus Tile. This looks... it's hard
to
tell.
That looks like a mythic.
Yeah, that's a mythic. Oh, neat.
Okay.
When X Man of any color with X is the greatest number of creatures, control a creature type that have a creature type in common. What's the type? Is the type be like human?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, Chris, that's great. That's only our second mythic pull so far.
Yep. Okay.
Nice.
And Destined Confrontation. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. I think the stupid blank one throws off our counts too. It makes us look like idiots.
Okay, now I have to pick
that one. You fool.
It's the one I wanted you to pick.
That's the one I wanted you to want to pick. My dastardly plan worked.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. The boulder, ready to rumble.
He was played by Mick Foley, voiced by Mick Foley.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, wrestler.
Oh, okay. Vengeful villagers. Judy, one of many. Jet freedom fighter. That's cool.
Douchebag.
Oh, is he a douchebag? We don't like Jet.
No, we disagree on him a lot.
No, I like Jet.
You like Jet. Sean doesn't. Corrupt court official.
You probably would like Jet, I gotta be honest.
Cat owl. Now, this, I think this cat owl might eat itself because an owl might eat a cat.
It's the order, the placement of the words. That
yeah. Avatar enthusiast, lightning strikes, foggy swamp vinebender, mongoose lizard, fun.
Meat.
Aang's journey, ally, sunblessed peak, curious farm animals. Oh. It looks like something fun behind there.
Ooh, yeah, it does.
Oh, Fire Lord Azula. Ooh. Oh, the altar.
Oh, the altar. Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see what that one's.
That's nice. So the alt art isn't related to the rarity, but being the alt art makes it more rare, if that makes sense. This one here.
Man, for some reason, that one's not scanning.
One, two, three. This pack feels thinner, didn't have any stupid blank cards in it. Seismic Sense. Longfang. Teo. Spirited Glider. Teo. How do you spell it? I forget. Jet Freedom. Teo. Jet Freedom Fighter. Teo. Zuko's Exile. Beetle-headed Merchants. You know those beetleheads. Sounds horrible for some reason. Octopus form, water tribe captain, vindictive warden, earthbending lesson, fire nation cadets. Should start flipping these over. Serpent's pass, abandoned attachments. Oh, look, I finally got a mythic. United Front. Hell yeah. Mythic full yeah. art. Nice. That's probably my best pull so far.
Let's see about that one.
Yeah, please.
This one's sitting at $30.
Nice. We're making a profit, boys. Our $300 box is turning out huge.
If I pull something, I'm not entrenched enough in this game for me to be like, oh, it's not about the money. I will sell it.
$7.
I mean, it looks pretty.
It's pretty cool.
And it would fit. Actually, Chris might need this card. Can you ask my wife? Yeah, he might. Chris, it might be a birthday present.
Okay.
He sounds really excited. Oh, okay.
All right. Now I know what I'm getting. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, great. I spoiled the surprise.
All right. Camera one.
Yep, I'll switch. Thanks for the reminder. North I actually Pole, appreciate it.
North Pole Patrol. Earth Kingdom Protectors. Oh, that's cool. Combustion technique.
Oh, that's a good looking card. Nice. Is that a gold or a bluish?
It looks bluish.
Bluish, all
right. So cool looking.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, absolutely. Foggy Swamp Hunters. Hog Monkey. Rowdy Snowballers. Jong Jong's Deserters. Porcupine. Platypus Bear. Rocky Rebuke. Food. Kyoshi Village. I'm getting all the Kyoshi stuff.
Good.
Good. Good.
Earth Rumble. Is this a... Earth Rumble. I think... Yeah, it's hollow. And Katara the Fearless. Flopsy, Boomy. I must have did this wrong. Flopsy, Boomy's Buddy. Yeah, that's it.
You're taking four out? Is that what you're doing?
I think I just did it wrong this last time.
Fair enough.
Usually I do 10 and then wait. Camera. One. Oh, yeah. One, right. Two, three, four.
Camera Ian.
Oh, wait. Did I forget something? What's happening here?
Chaos, that's what's happening.
Oh, this no. One, what okay. The heck? Oh, no, it's just food. Food had the bear.
Oh yeah, that's side. Bosco the regular bear.
That's the regular bear.
Yep.
Yes, just regular bear.
And he causes much confusion. And then in Korra, he gets, they eat him. Well, not like on screen, but canonically he gets eaten.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's wild.
So this is a new animal. I don't think we've gotten that yet. Tiger dildo. Cat armadillo. Nice.
Yeah.
Tolls of War. Boomerang Basics. Pirate Peddlers. First Time Flyer. Path to Redemption. Origin of Metal Bending. Oh, nice. Wonder if that's one that's in there. Deserter's Disciple. Wandering Musicians. Pillar Launch. Copy Planes. Raucous Audience.
But a hollow Raucous Audience.
Realm of Co. Co?
Haven't seen that one yet.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Cool.
The first hollow Raucous Audience we've gotten. Big day.
How many more packs you guys got left?
Two each. So what do you got? Do you have two?
Okay. I have two.
Okay.
I have this extra thing that I bought, and then this one with the cabbage merchant on it.
Excellent. All right. Price of Freedom. Honest Work, Azula on the Hunt, Water Tribe Rallier, it's a weird word, It'll Quench Ya, we haven't seen that one yet, I don't think. It'll Quench Ya. Jong Jong's Deserters, Canyon Crawler, Cunning Maneuver, Earth Rumble Wrestlers, Ostrich Horse, Boar Cupine, other side of that, oh, a dragon, I do like dragons, Mountain, Treetop Freedom Fighters, and the Secret Tunnel, that's fun. Land can't be blocked, so if it's earth, like if you earthbend it and it can't be blocked.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of funny.
That's fun.
Secret tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I forget I got to open this up.
Camera crits. What?
Oh, normal. I was looking at the foil.
Got Price excited.
Yeah, got Price excited for this, all been but it's not a foil.
We've all been there.
Like I'm about to break this. Oh, this is a very interesting. I think I opened it up the wrong way.
Is that Charlie snoring?
Yeah. No,
sorry.
Yeah, he's got a good snore on him.
Origin of Metal Bending. Yep.
All right. I feel good about this for no reason.
I feel good about it for you.
All right, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then there's 5 more right there. Whatever.
Whatever.
15 cards. We've clearly proven this is our first time.
Cycle of Renewal. Cat Owl. Airbender's Reversal. Long Fang, Grand Secretariat. May, Jagged Edge. Serpent's Pass. Ron and Shaw.
Oh, sick. Is that mythic? Or is it gold or orange?
I think it's gold. Why would they make these things that close?
It seems close until you see the mythic, and then that mythic just... It
really stands out.
Yeah, I used to think the exact same thing. Like, I went through exactly what you're thinking right now. That's cool, though.
So this is gold?
Yep, that's a regular rare, but it's sick, and we haven't seen it yet. Great, great episode, while we're saying that repeatedly.
Geyser Leaper, Omashu City,
boo,
and Raucous Audience that I say for Porcupine. I definitely did this one in the wrong order. Canyon Crawler, Forecasting Fortune Teller, Sandbender Storm. Yeah, okay. I did that really in the
four left. Don't embarrass yourself.
I'm going to go on the outside this time.
Camera A. One.
Okay.
I think we have Ian's pack and then four more total.
Alrighty. Jong Jong the Deserter. Earth Kingdom General. Air Nomad Legacy. Fire Nation Engineer, Bender's Waterskin, Merchant of Many Hats, Waterbending Lesson, Pretending Pox Bears, Rumble Arena, Cycle of Renewal, Yuyan Archers.
Yep, Yuyan Archers.
Boiling Rock Prison again. It'll quench ya.
He gets
Badger Mole Cub.
Oh, nice. There's a mythic. It's the orange cub.
That's an expensive one.
Nice. Because he's adorable, really? Probably. Look at him. Excellent.
Badger Mole Mormal is about $50.
Nice. Well, he's getting the best money draws for sure.
Well, that's going in the deck, too.
Good. Take that, other buyers.
Oh, Badger Mole. The regular Badger Mole is in here. I'm going to have to fish that guy out.
Is in the deck?
Yeah.
Aang the Last Airbender, Dragonfly Swarm, Zuko's Conviction, Kyoshi Island Plaza, Callous Inspector, Lost Days, Path to Redemption, Origin of Metal Bending, Lightning Strike, Pillar Launch, Mongoose Lizard, Food, Sun Blessed Peak, Foggy Swamp Spirit Keeper, and Hakoda Selfless Commander.
All right. This is this packet, for anyone wanting to know.
Does it say something different on the front of that pack?
It just says Magic, shuffle two packs and play. I don't know.
Jumpstart, okay. So the jumpstart is going to be closer to the beginner box stuff that we opened. Be more similar to that.
Well, you know what? Screw it then. Nope. I don't care about
it. Well, no, I still got to see it, right? Oh. I mean, you don't want to see it.
Nope. I mean, it did come with 20 cards, so I should,
Yeah, there should be like 20 cards in there, right? In the jumpstarts.
Yes, it's.
And then the character on the front is probably the theme of the pack.
Okay, well, it's Firebending. Fire Nation Cadets. Moku? Oh, Meandering Drummer. That guy from...
Oh, he has a name. Interesting.
I didn't know his name.
I didn't. Yeah, that'd Moku. Be a good trivia question, Chris.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't even... Yeah. Yuyan Archers. Loyal Fire Sage, Jongjong the Deserter, Zuko Exiled Prince, Reckless Blaze, Rough Rhino Cavalry, Fire Nation Tax, Firebending Lesson, Cunning Maneuver, Combustion Technique, Thriving Bluff, Mountain.
Makes sense, right? It's a jumpstart deck.
Mountain? Yeah, okay.
Excellent. All right, we got...
Well, I'm glad I only bought one of
those. Those will never fit Chris's deck. Ha! I've got them now.
I got
to weigh them.
Weigh up both of them.
People always do that, and I was like, everything in my left hand feels heavier. My left hand is worthless.
Yeah. I'll try this one.
Yeah.
Last pack magic for me. Let's see. Okay. Suki Kyoshi Warrior. Unlucky Cabbage Merchant.
So upset.
June Bounty Hunter. Crescent Island Temple. Waterbending Lesson. Kyoshi Warriors. Zula Always Lies. Badger Mole, that's the one that I need.
Go in there, T.
Yuyan Archers, Barrel of Blasting Jelly, Rebellious Captives, LI, Meditation Pool, White Lotus Reinforcements, and Fire Nation Drill. Cool.
Oh. Ooh, that's spicy. Last pack of the day. Gather the White Lotus, Ty Lee Artful Acrobat, Guru Patik. Is that our first Guru Patik? Spirit Oasis.
Thanks.
Zuko's Exile. Sold Out. It'll Quench Ya.
It'll Quench Ya.
Just gotta say it like that every time. Razor Rings. Barrels of Blasting Jelly. Rocky Rebuke. Treetop Freedom Fighters. Food. Planes. Fire Nation Worship. Sokka Bold Boomeranger. Sokka Bold Boomeranger. Chris, first impressions. Do you like the art? Did you read anything?
I haven't read anything yet, but I'll take that back. I've read a few things.
I like that the art is varied. There's some that looks like it's plucked like straight out of the show, and then there's plenty of sort of differently styled ones, like intentionally differently styled. Yeah. I think that's neat. This one of Sokka looks like almost like if it were an anime. Like, if the show were an anime, this is how Sokka would look more like. Just a bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they got plenty of different artists.
I think Ian got the best overall polls.
That's what it's looking like, in my limited understanding.
I'm very excited to build a deck, and the more I look through these, there's a lot of fun creature cards. So I'm excited to build a creature-heavy deck. Ian's got a recipe he's using to build. His commander's like a way bigger pain because you can only have one of every card, and you have to have 100.
Yeah.
It's a way bigger pain, way bigger up, but that's what we tend to play.
And usually the cards are a bit more expensive.
The desirable cards that everybody wants in all their commander decks. But, I suppose I can, switch our camera back to this one. Chris, final thoughts? Any gut reactions?
Gotta figure out what I'm doing.
Excellent.
And then I'll go from there.
Yeah, at some point, we'll have to make it out there and build up a basic deck and relive the glory days. By the glory days, I mean playing Yu-Gi-Oh! At each other's house.
I think I had kids at that point.
You had a kid at that point?
Yeah.
At least when we started, you had a kid, and then you added children.
Yeah.
You added them.
You added the kids.
That's the science process. Ian, thanks for opening packs with us. It's fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, thanks for letting me strong-arm you into one of my interests. I'm glad it crossed paths with one of our mutual interests. And if you haven't seen it, actually, Dan had a good poll, and I forget what it was off the top. Maybe he pulled a one-sheet-tong. Maybe that's what turned me onto that or something like that. He posted it on Facebook, if you haven't checked it yet. But he must have bought a big box and got a good poll.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't think I have anything else for me other than I'm excited to sort through and start plucking cards out for probably a standard deck first, just to start lower, and then look at Ian's recipe here for a commander. And see if we can build out a commander and take Brennan down. Take that, Brennan. Poor Brennan. We punish him for being better than us.
Well, it's just he has an expensive deck. He is better.
It's so good.
He does do a lot more with it.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is a very expensive deck.
Well, thanks, everybody. My name's Sean. This is Ian, the guy. Well, usually he's up there. Now he's down there. That's Chris Ford, a.k.a. the Objective Geek. And thanks for watching us open cards. Happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate. Happy Thursday if you don't. Or medium Thursday. I don't care. We're rewatching The Good Place right now. Medium Place Thursday if you want. Good show.
So good.
All right. I'll see you all later. Have a good one.
Bye.